Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this special night. It is a special program, and I'm thankful to the Lord that this program on this Saturday, 9/11/2021, just happened to be on Saturday as we are remembering what happened 20 years ago. Sadly, so many people today celebrated September 11th, and they remembered what happened in September 11th, but they did not talk about the real reason why September 11th happened in America. Who are the ones who did perform their duty before their God in America on that sad September 11th day? With me tonight is Christy Johnson from Mississippi. Hello, Christy, and how are you?
Hey, Usama, I'm doing very well. It's been a day of a lot of emotion and a lot of news. Interesting kind of a day, because if you were remembering 9/11 and graphically remembering it, some of the reminders, and I put some of those pictures on our slideshow, were very hard to see, and some of the audio recordings from different people who lost their lives that day, but they called their loved ones to tell them one last goodbye and to express their love for their family members. They played a number of those today too, and that was very hard. We don't know the pain of some of these families, but one of the most touching things was to see that some of the people who lost their lives that day, they were remembered by their grandchildren and their children. And, you know, that was sad. That was very hard. But I'm thankful that this 9/11 remembrance was very powerful and very important, even though we have a president right now in office and an administration that doesn't seem to care at all about American lives.
You know, Christy, I could not sleep last night. Me and Kent, of course, you know I'm still here in Minnesota. So me and Kent, we watched some news last night, and I was really tired. But then we start talking about what's happening around the world, and coming on that day, Mr. O'Biden thought by the stupid thing he did that he can have a big hot shot in the media and the news to talk about him, the man who ended the war in Afghanistan, the man who brought our soldiers back. And it turned, it bit him so badly, back so badly, because he did the most dumb thing any person can ever do. So I got sick last night. I literally could not sleep. After I was tired, I went to sleep, then I lost my sleep. And I thought about, we went to war in Afghanistan to get rid of Taliban. This is purpose number one. The real reason why we spent $2 trillion and we lost thousands of people in Iraq and Afghanistan is to get rid of the Muslim jihadi of Taliban or Al-Qaeda. And by the way, I'm sick and tired of American people trying to emphasize that Taliban is different than ISIS. ISIS is different than Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is different than Hamas. Hamas is different. They're all Muslim, you stupid. They're all in the same team. They're Team Jesus and they're Team Satan. Now, if you talk about Team Satan, in Islam, they call them Allah. In America, they call them Democrats. They're all the same team. Joe Biden and the stupid garbage party of his are on the same page, are on the same team of the Muslims of Afghanistan or the Muslims of Iraq. When Obama left Iraq, disobeying the intelligence opinion, nobody talked about it because he's a black. He's the first black African-American president. And because he's Muslim, we're not going to say anything to make him look bad. How in the world somebody can tell the truth about Obama leaving Iraq and leaving the weapons which we give to Iraq to the people of Al-Qaeda to create ISIS? I mean, literally, who will have the guts to say that? I mean, it's years ago, and until today, nobody talked about it except me and you, Chrissy Johnson. Can you give me a name? Did Tucker talk about it? No. Did Sean Hannity talk about it? No. Did Bill O'Reilly talk about it? No. Did anybody on conservative Fox News talk about it? No. Why? Because he's a black. He's the first black president. He's the man we're going to kiss up to until we lose America. And that's exactly what's happening right now. He left all the weapons and all the military weapons he left in Iraq for Al-Qaeda. Same stupid mistake that stupid old Biden repeat the same mistake. And I believe these people are doing it on purpose. It's not a mistake, Christy. They're doing right. that on purpose. So I cannot go sleep. We left Afghanistan by creating a greater, let me say it again, greater Taliban. Forget about what Taliban used to be 20 years ago because they used to live in caves. Now they're taking over the country of Afghanistan. From jihadi from Pakistan taking over the country of Afghanistan, and we blessed them with $90 billion of weapons they could not buy, even if they had the money for it.
You know, Usama, I think and I feel the anger that you have. It's what I would call righteous wrath. One of the problems that I think a lot of people, including Christians, have in trying to understand that anger is because they think somehow no one could plot and plan to do these destructive things to America, that it just has to be that Biden is, let's say, well, he's a little mentally off, he's old, so it's kind of a mistake. Like you said, it's not a mistake. It's on purpose. When Obama made these mistakes, they were not mistakes. They were on purpose. But people don't want to believe that. And I think one of the ways that I would encourage people to understand this is that Jesus said something very powerful. He said, if Satan's house is divided, it can't stand. You have to realize this is all the work of Satan. So if when people go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, I'd say, yes, it is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy of the devil himself.
Yeah, conspiracy my foot. Conspiracy my foot. Christy, do you think it's by accident that Barack Hussein Obama picked up Joe Biden to be his vice president? Do you think this was an accident?
No, I think that he already knew Joe Biden would be a useful idiot, and he's more useful and more of an idiot now than when he was vice president. His hope was that Biden would succeed him for a third Obama term, where Obama would be waiting in the wings behind Biden. You and I know this, but now, since Trump won, their little plan went all to pieces, and this is why the hatred that was constantly being stirred up against Trump, the lies that were told about Trump, all of the things that they did to conspire, and that was a conspiracy, to try and claim that Trump was an agent of Russia, owned by Russia, all this crazy stuff that they did. They tried to
And what's amazing, Christy, when they were doing that, the Democrats, they would do it in unity. I could not see one Democrat say, you guys are nuts. The man did not do anything, deserved to be a bitch. You're making this up. Not, can you give me a name of one Democrat who was not in the team working in unity with the last one of them?
Well, no, I can't because they were all working
together. Can you get
together,
this habit in the stupid Republican Party who are divided about almost everything? Even
well,
when they have both the House of the Senate and the White House, they were divided?
Yes, Usama, because the Republican Party, you know, and I'm not claiming any great, you know, good, heartfelt anything for the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is just as corrupt in many ways. The only thing is they want to look like they're thinking through a problem. So they want to have differences of opinion while they talk about what they're going to do. They're great talkers, but when it comes to accomplishing things, the Republican Party is just that. They talk a lot.
Garbage.
They don't
garbage.
Work on solving problems. And Trump even made the Republicans angry. That's why they're these never Trumpers. You see them now, even in the Senate and in the Congress right now, these never Trumper GOP people. You know, personally, I used to support the GOP in order to support Donald Trump. But I got so angry with them, I don't want to financially support them at all. The only support that I want to give at this point, because I supported Trump, you know, when he first started running, that was just something that I felt spiritually from the Lord, that he was the right candidate. But, you know, I don't have much financial support. But, you know, now it's like I get all these requests for support from the GOP, and I'm not, I can't do it because I don't know who you're really going to get. I want to see people that will put America first, not because we as American individuals are better people than other people, but because our nation is founded on the Judeo-Christian principle, and it is those principles that allowed God to bless our country. I'm furious, though, that the Republicans have compromised so much. We have so many things that could have been done, and the betrayal of our country in this stolen election has put the enemies of God back in power. You go, are these the enemies of God? Yes. Hello. When you want the slaughter of the unborn to continue, when you are bringing children into the country, unaccompanied minors, they don't know where a third of these kids are. And then you have the Church of Satan coming out to say, yes, we have rituals that involve abortion. You know what, Usama? I told you this 3 years ago when I went to a conference on satanic ritual abuse, and I said, they are performing satanic rituals in abortion clinics, and they are sacrificing these aborted babies, some of whom are delivered alive. Yes, they, the Church of Satan, is opposing Texas's law allowing the reporting of a criminal action by citizens for abortions performed after 6 weeks. And they're sending young kids into our country. They don't know where they are. They also abuse young children and put these young kids into homes. They're not vetted. These homes they went to, who has these kids? They don't even know. They can't even get in touch with a third of them. I'm telling you, our country is fulfilling biblical prophecy.
Okay.
That means
Chrissy,
that means that means judgment against our country if we don't turn it around. As Christians, we need to pray.
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. Obeying people can know everything about you and I and anyone who will oppose them. But they know nothing about how many Americans are left behind in Afghanistan or who is coming to our across our border illegally or where these children are right now. They care less about knowing these facts. They will try to find the true enemy, the true terrorist, the true radical of America, the conservative Trump people or the Christian, the evangelical Christian. That is the real enemy for O'Biden. And they know everything about us. But the rest of this country, anybody else, the jihadi coming to America by their aeroplane, by our aeroplane, by our tax money, we're going to bring a few thousands of Taliban to America in these 100,000. I'm telling you, 5,000-10,000 Taliban will be in America. I guarantee it. And we'll find out about it maybe 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when it's too late and everything is gone, when the ship is completely sunk. After you cannot see any part of the ship. It's all under the water. It's, oh, by the way, the people who did that, remember the five guys which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama replaced for a betrayer? Yes, indeed. Now they are the leader of the Taliban. Oh, well, that was 9 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, it's too late news now. We're not going to talk about it. Have anybody said we should literally take Obama to court and find him guilty of that crime he committed? No! That's impeaching Trump again right now. I guarantee you, if the Democrats put in their mind sometime next week to impeach Trump, even though he's not in office, they're going to impeach him the third time, then they will succeed and they will have enough garbage rhino join them to impeach Trump again next week, even though it doesn't make any sense. They will impeach him again next week and they will succeed. But we stupid Republicans and we stupid Americans don't even know what to do. We're lost.
I do want to say this, Usama, because while there were very hard things that we saw today and really hard memories that are also there for today, there's also were some amazing things. So I do want to say that it was powerful to see these families remember their lost loved ones. It was also powerful to see that Donald Trump made an appearance in New York. People were kind of critical. You know, he's hosting a wrestling match this evening. I'm sure he's going to have stuff to say. But he was in New York, and he went down to visit the firemen and police officers in New York City. And people on the street, I'm telling you, people were excited to see him. He was just so wonderfully received. The people who were watching in the chat that I saw, they were so excited to see Trump there talking to the police officers. He made a speech there about what all is going on in the country, about what's happened in Afghanistan, what's happened to the police departments, and they were so happy to see him. I mean, it was amazing. He was down there for, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour talking, and I saw that. It so encouraged me, and people that were there were so happy to see him, and there were people calling out, you know, you're the real president. This is what we need. We need you back. One guy even said, if you don't run in 2024 for president, will you please run for mayor of our city? New York City, where the media has tried to make us think that everybody in New York hates Trump. No, they were thrilled to see him, and that was encouraging. But the other thing that's encouraging, Usama, and we have to remember this, if we're praying for this country, then we are going to see laws like they passed in Texas. And also Mississippi has an abortion case up at the Supreme Court. But it is going to be the people of God who realize we're going to lose our country or we're going to turn it back to Jesus. That's it. There's only two choices. And, you know, if you want to know if the enemy is within our borders, you need to know about Islam. And I tonight put up the slides again of these young girls, these little girls who have been beaten by their male family members or even their husbands. If you want to see what evil is, you look at Islam and see what it is. And Biden telling everyone today, again, just like George Bush did, that Islam is a wonderful, peaceful religion. But he had to make comments about the hateful people like you and I who are talking bad about Muslims. Muslims were the victim of 9/11 to hear him talk. Do you want to hear a little bit of that speech? I couldn't record his whole speech because it was making me too sick. But I did cover these couple of 40 seconds. Is that all I could handle? So So let me get to that and I'll play it for you. Here we go. This is his comments on 9/11. This is the official speech he made. He didn't make it in person. He made it on video. If you go and watch it on the internet, you will see it is cut and chopped and spliced together. So the whole speech is about 6 minutes long, but I promise you, he did not give the whole 6 minutes. He gave like maybe 1 and 2 or 3 minute sections at a max. But here's the part that I recorded so you could hear his own words and him.
The 9/11 generation is stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible.
Thanks.
To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down.
Wait a minute. I'm going to try it again.
The 9/11 generation is stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible. To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. That will never stop. Today, tomorrow, ever, for protecting America. Yet we also witness the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger. Resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw a national unity bend. We learned that unity is the one thing that must never break.
That piece of garbage. I cannot hear him, Christy. I mean, it's so garbage. Let's break it piece by piece on what he said.
Yes. That's what I want you to do. There's 3 points go ahead.
Yeah. First, he said he will hunt those who attack us on September 11th. That piece of garbage gave those who attack us on September 11th $90 billion worth of weapons. Does he think we're all freaking nuts like he's sick? Are we stupid? If all Democrats in America is stupid, God have mercy on this country. Not just the Americans. If the Democrats are stupid to listen to that garbage and believe, we will hunt you down. No, you cannot hide us. What a garbage piece of garbage. And nobody's going to say it. Thing is, not even those who are conservative are going to say it. Because we are here now to, you know, Brother Isama, it's September 11th. We just have to let it go. People were hurt. People lost their loved one in September 11th. We lost 3,000 people September 11th. Just let it go. No, you stupid. He is a man who is causing the death of Americans. He should not be another knight in the White House. He should be thrown out. Him and his party. Out of this country. Not just out of the White House. They are betrayers. When you give $90 billion weapon to Taliban, who are working in unity with the Al-Qaeda and ISIS and every other jihadi organization in the world, that man is a garbage. He should be in prison. He should be found guilty and killed. As how do you kill people in the military? He's the commander-in-chief. How do you kill the betrayer in America, Christy? You shoot him with bullets?
Well, Yusama, I don't know. I'm not in the military.
If a soldier did a crime and kill American, how do you kill them in America? I'm serious. I'm asking the question because
I
don't
know. You,
in Egypt, we hang them by a rope. Here, what do you do?
I don't know, Usama. So, I mean,
they shoot them with bullets, I guess, Christy. If I ask about it, I guarantee you. That old Biden with Obama, with Hillary, with all them garbage should stand in line, find them guilty, and soldiers lift up the gun and shoot them in the head, and they're dead. But no, we're not going to do that. He's going to just talk the cheap talk.
Well, can I comment about that? What you just said about what he said, and I agree with you, except for one thing. There are people that are standing up against this. I saw today when Trump was down there in New York, I saw him speak out about it, and I saw people in the last couple of days since this craziness in Afghanistan. There are a lot of people who were speaking out against him, including some Democrats. But most of these people are not in office or they're not in high office, but they are conservatives. They're Republicans. The people on the ground are fed up with this stuff. So I'm thankful for that. But I also, Usama, wanted to mention, as you're talking about his comments, these comments were written and recorded for him before the Afghanistan thing. I promise you they were before. That's why he's sitting here saying, oh, yeah, we're going to protect you. We're going to hunt him down. They recorded this ahead of time, and they wanted it to be, oh, yes, everything's so wonderful because now we're out of Afghanistan. That's my theory. This was recorded before. And now they're just trying to sweep it under the rug. But the American people, they're not buying it.
But I'm sick and tired of I was hoping after he does this speech, it doesn't matter when it's written, that all conservatives and some Democrats say, no, you're a piece of garbage. You talk like a sissy gay. He's talking like a sissy gay guy. He's not even a man with a manhood in him. He talks, we will hunt you down. We will kill you. You piece of garbage made the Taliban the greatest army in the Muslim world. From the days of Muhammad until today, not any military Muslim ever have the power they got as it is in the case of Taliban today. Because if you garbage O'Biden, he should be found guilty and thrown in, not in prison, shot by bullet and killed. But no, they're going to make him a hero, Christy Johnson. Trust me, within 2-3 months, all this will be forgotten, and we're not going to talk about it anymore. And now he's a hero. We should allow him to serve 3 terms, not just 2.
Usama, I'm going to disagree with you because you don't watch some of the conservative television that I watch, and I am encouraging, again, American people, watch Real America's Voice. Watch.
When I watched CNN last night I watched CNN for 5 or 7 minutes, me and Ken. And they actually talking about, hey, here we go. He's going to turn the beige on. He's going to turn the ship around. I said, what beige are you going to turn on? When you turn the beige on, what is written in it is still in it. It's the sorrowful days for America. You turn the ship around. How can you turn the ship around when it's under the water? The ship already sunk.
But Usama, you just said you were watching CNN. I'm trying to make a point. Stop watching that stuff. Most of the American people are not watching that anymore. None of the conservatives are. They're not even watching Fox News. So I'm just saying there are other channels where you're going to get conservatives coming out and talking. Trump will appear on OAN. He'll appear on Real America's Voice. He'll appear on Right Side Broadcasting. He'll appear on OAN, Real America's Voice, and Newsmax. He won't even talk to these other channels. So there are people that are speaking out. They can try to make Biden a hero. They can try. But I'm letting you know there is a large amount. Now, I don't know if it's enough, but there are a large amount of people that are not listening. They're not buying this. There's 26 states, including yours and mine, that are not going to go along with these mandates on the vaccine. They're filing charges against it. These are the people that I want to hear from, the ones that are standing up against this. Yes, I know the Democrats control the mainstream media. They control CNN. They're even controlling Fox. We're seeing that they control MSNBC, and all of your local broadcast stations are affiliated some way with ABC, NBC, CBS, and all of them are saying these things, but other people are seeking out these other news sources, including Frank's speech. I've turned a lot of people to start watching this stuff where they can see conservative ideas and listen to Christians, because most of the people on these other stations are Christians. So I'm just encouraging people do that, because no, we're probably not going to see anybody. I mean, they're not going to put any of these people up and try them for treason or anything like that. But people are taking over their local governments. They're taking over their school boards. They're taking over their... Yes.
Let me ask you a question. What if we did not gain the House in the 2022 because they did the same thing they did in 2020?
That is why almost all 50 states, at least the six that handed the election to Biden, they're all demanding forensic audits. They're in the process of doing these forensic audits. They are in the process of demanding that Dominion be eliminated and these electronic voting machines be eliminated. That's why people like Mike Lindell that have spent millions, and he's not the only one, fighting this stuff to say we're not going to have another election like that. So
let's move.
We
got to
pray for the people that are standing up for what's right.
I hope and I pray.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope and I pray, Christine. I hope and I pray you are right. Because believe it or
not,
11
it's
months
not
from
a
now,
right.
if nothing changes,
not a,
listen to
no.
me. 11 months from now, if this garbage is not removed from our election, you can kiss America goodbye. There's no hope.
Usama, I don't disagree with you. So it's not that I'm right. What I'm saying is start praying and paying attention to what people are doing to fight this. Will they win? I don't know. Will any of these things go anywhere? I don't know. But I just want to encourage
people. But I know about Egypt, Chris. But I know about Egypt.
But Egypt is in America.
Listen, I know, but I'm going to tell you something much greater than America. And when the Egyptian lost the election because the Brotherhood stole it in the same way the Biden people with the Muslims together stole the election for him in America. When the Muslims of Muslim Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, saw the election, within a year, we got rid of our president and we put him in prison. We killed so many
yes.
of our senators and our congressmen. We cleaned the country in 1 year. It is already 7 months and nobody is going to be found guilty in America. So if Egypt, the third world, know how to bring justice and stop the theft and the stealing of election, if we cannot learn from the third world country, there is no hope for life, not just for America, for life
but
itself.
You
can kiss life goodbye. It will be death.
But people are watching this and they do know this happened. And Usama, I don't know if you realize a lot more people are listening to this message that you're putting out there. They're listening to the message that, you know, I've been doing my best to put out there. More people are listening to it than you know. It's not just about how many people listen to this radio show. It's how many people are waking up and realizing our nation is at risk and demanding changes be made. But here's the thing. The Democrat Party, which is represented by these idiots on CNN and on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, some of them, they are freaking out. They literally are freaking out because they never imagined the American people. I'm not talking about the Republican Party. They never imagined the American people would start rejecting this ridiculous agenda of the Biden administration. People are sick of it, and they never imagined
but
that could happen.
I can tell you, Christy, but here is another thing. When the election was stolen in Egypt, there were 44 million Egyptians in the streets. That is half of the country. Do you know 44,000 somewhere in America in the streets?
But
in a country, 340 million?
I don't disagree with you. People are
we,
not
we
in
American
the
people would like to talk, Christy. Here's the deal. I've been living in America for 13 years. Christy, excuse me. I've been living in America for 13 years. I did not read a book about America. American people are sissy. They're not men. They don't know how to do another... Early Americans, your ancestors died for you. Now the American people live today, they're not willing to walk in a square, in a blaze, and say enough is enough. If you're not willing to stand up, not to die, it's a hopeless situation. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm not going to get into more into that. Because we're going to be me and you arguing the whole night over this stupid thing about stupid Americans who are not doing anything. We are talking. We're not doing anything. I have not seen riots all over America where few, at least 100 million right now in the streets. That's one-third of the country. Half of the Egyptians stood up in the streets and said enough is enough. And we put our president in prison. You are not going to put O. Biden in prison. He's going to be in the White House as long as he can breathe. Okay.
Well,
I'm just comparing, but
you're not
a third world country, Christy. I'm comparing Egypt, third world country, where we have no rights.
We are people
without rights to America, a country with all rights, and we're thrown in the garbage because we got coward conservative and coward Christian all over this country.
Well, Usama, I don't consider myself to be a coward. But I believe there's some things that people are doing in America that you're not aware of. And I just hope and pray that you will continue to pay attention to...
Listen, when you say you are aware of something American people are doing, you're aware about American people are talking.
Not talking, doing. They are doing. You have not seen the news on the school board. They're pulling their children out of the school.
We were waiting in Arizona in August. Now it is September, and tomorrow will be December, and nothing came out of Arizona.
They just brought a report out yesterday. Some of the people who were doing – never mind. Usama, I try to watch the news, and I try to bring – information to the program. I spend a lot of time because you can't. No, it isn't a positive attitude. I beg people to watch other news sources because you will not get any truth from these other stations. You won't. You will feel just like you do after you watch CNN. I'm trying to tell people, watch the program.
I don't watch CNN 5 minutes. Listen 5 minutes. It's not like I sit and listen for an hour.
No, but who can even watch it 5 minutes? I freak out when I watch them for 5 minutes.
It was a long supper 5 minutes. But... Okay. Let's move on to the second point of Mr. O'Biden. Mr. O'Biden said, first of all, that he will hunt the jihadi all over the world. He's going to hunt them to give them more weapons. I promise you. If he is really planning to hunt the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab, most likely he's going to hunt them to give them more weapons because he needed more weapons. Because, after all, remember when Obama was in the White House? 8 years, he ruined our military. It's about time to be ruined again. Under the Democrat dumb. One of the greatest ways to ruin our military, just fire the conservative and give our weapons to the Muslim jihadi worldwide. That's a good way to do it.
They're doing it, yes. Now, I agree.
What is the second point he's talking about? What is the second point?
The second thing that he's talking about is Islam, and do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
42 seconds. Let's play it again.
9/11 generation is stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible, to show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. That will never stop us, today, tomorrow, ever, from protecting America. Yet we also witness the darker forces of human nature, fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw a national unity bend.
Stop this gun. I don't want to hear anymore. I got the point. The anger of the American people and the violence of the American people against the loving and wonderful Muslims who live in America. That man is sick. Let me repeat again what I wrote in my book, which is coming up in next week. Next week, the book is available, Jihad, Volume 2, Unholy War in Islam or in the Quran. If 19 Christian men, let me say it again, if 19 Christian men in any of the 57 Muslim countries in the world, let's pick up Egypt, for example. Imagine with me, 19 Christian men in Egypt will kill 3,000 Muslim Egyptians in the same terrorist attack. You know what the reaction of the Muslim world towards the Christian of the earth?
I imagine I do, but go ahead.
They will be wiping out Christianity from the face of the earth. They will be killing all Christians in Egypt, all Christians in Sudan, all Christians in Libya, all Christians in Algeria, all Christians in Ethiopia, all Christians in Somalia, all Christians in Kenya, all Christians in Morocco, all Christians in Tunisia, all Christians in Mauritania. All, I mean, literally, all Christians out of 57 Muslim countries will be wiped out in no time. That's how Muslims retaliate. That's how Muslims show their anger. And that piece of garbage, oh, Biden, is talking about Americans being angry against Muslim Americans. There is no Muslim American, you stupid. If they're Muslims, they're not Americans. And if they're Americans, they cannot be Muslims. Because what allegiance you're going to give to Allah or to the stupid United States of America Constitution? Muslims look at our Constitution as a dumb thing. It is ignorance. It is jahiliya. Read that in their writings, in the book of the Lives of the Traveler. They're telling us, American Constitution is the work of stupidity. It is man-made laws. We do not believe in that. We believe in Sharia, Allah's laws. That's what they believe. How in the world you tell me somebody is an American who believes in Sharia or a Muslim who believes in Sharia become an American? It does not. It's an oxymoron. That is the most oxymoron statement I've ever heard in my life. American Muslim or Muslim Americans. And the reason these garbage Democrats and many of the ignorant Americans repeating these words is because they're very simply never read the stupid Quran. Read the Quran, America. Learn Islam so you know there is no way for Obama, for Osama bin Laden to be an American citizen. Because when you put your hand on your chest and you give pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, when we do that, we'll become a citizen. I did that some 28 years ago, 27 years ago. I became a citizen because I truly gave the allegiance to this country. But do Muslims give allegiance to this country? Or Allah taught them in Quran chapter 2, verse 225, that they can lie in their oath. Open your Quran, Christy. Open your Quran. Do you have a Quran near you?
I have one on my computer. Hold on. I'll get it open for you.
I want to show you that there is no way under the blue sky American can be Muslim or Muslims can become American. If you are an American atheist, agnostic, Jew, whatever you are, and you convert to Islam, you can kiss the title American goodbye because you already give allegiance to Allah. You give allegiance to Muhammad. You give allegiance to Islam, which is the opposite of anything about being American. In that allegiance, you are commanded by law to wipe out and kill the last American. How can you be an American killing Americans? Quran 2, 225.
225.
So, until the American people read the Quran and learn Islam, they are going to be stupid and digging their own graves by their own hands by having people like O'Biden running this country.
225, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. Okay. Allah will not hold you responsible for your mere utterance in an oath, but he will hold you responsible for that which your heart gained.
Let me remind you of Mr. Shahzad. Mr. Shahzad was about to put the biggest bomb in New York Times Square. He stood up before the judge lady and she asked him, didn't you just become a citizen last year? He said, yes, ma'am. Did you give an oath to us last year? He said, yes, I said it, but I did not mean it. How many stupid Americans talked about that? Fox News did not talk about it. CNN did not talk about it. Nobody talked about it except me. Because I could not believe my ears. I said it, but I did not mean it. And I wonder how many Muslims in America say the oath, become a citizen, facing the flag, and he really or she really meant it. That's the problem.
But
there's
I
no
think
Muslim
that,
America. There's no
I think,
Muslim.
I think you've explained this at different times, that where is the allegiance of a Muslim? And you can, that kind of goes along with what you're saying. So where is the allegiance to?
Muslim allegiance is to Allah. If I say I'm a Muslim, that means I submit. Submit to who? To my mother?
Yeah.
To my father? To my uncle? To my senator? No, to Allah. Now, if we open the Quran and we start reading the commands of Allah in the Quran, when Allah says, kill him wherever you find him.
Yeah.
When you meet those who became infidels, strike the necks. That is Allah. As a Muslim, I submit to that. And I will wait for the perfect time, and I will sacrifice my life to kill another infidel American. And you tell me I'm an American?
Yeah.
And you tell me that American people got angry. What anger American people show towards Muslims? How many Muslims in America has been killed in the last 20 years? Christy Johnson, the only people on planet Earth who benefit from September 11 is the Muslims of America.
All right. Right.
And now the Taliban. And before that, ISIS. Because we got Obama and we got O'Biden. That is who benefits out of September 11.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. My question was, you explained to me their first allegiance is to Allah. Their second allegiance is to...
to Muhammad.
You know,
Muhammad. Muhammad.
Then
the third allegiance is to Islam. Islam itself as a religion. The fourth allegiance, it is to their Muslim country of origin. Like the Muslim Somali in Minnesota where I am right now, they will tell you, we love Allah, we love Muhammad, we love Islam, and we love Somalia. Then the next neighboring Muslim countries are friend with. Then the next neighbor Muslim countries are enemy with. So the Muslim of Iran will give allegiance to Allah, to Muhammad, to Islam, to the Shiites, to the Sunni Muslim neighboring country, Iraq, whom they've been fighting with each other for years. And you tell me there's allegiance for Muslims in America?
Yeah, that's...
to us, infidels? You have to be out of your mind. Or you have to be a really stupid Democrat. That's the only two ways you can say that. So there is no Muslim Americans, and there is no anger of Americans towards Muslims. Because I'm sorry, I'm not asking American people to be angry against Muslims, but I want America to put their children first, to put their country first, to remove the Muslims out of America. Because these are nothing but terrorists, and they will practice Islam in the near future, as we see all over Europe right now. I mean, I cannot wait 10 years from now when we see that 2% of the Muslims in Minnesota are responsible for 84% of the children who've been raped. And what are you going to do with them? You're doing nothing now. You're going to do nothing tomorrow because British are not removing Muslims out of England. And that is exactly the case. The European countries right now are in chaos. They don't want to have any more Muslim refugees from Afghanistan, but they have to take them because their hand is bended behind their back. The world are twisting their hands. How many Muslim Afghani went to Saudi Arabia as a refugee? Can you give me a name, a number, Christy?
Zero.
I'm sorry?
Zero. Zero. None. Zero.
Zero. Why we take the Muslim Afghani to Europe? Why we take the Muslim Afghani to America? Why we take the Muslim Afghani to Canada, as I have family and relatives there and friends who tell me it's now they're loading the Afghani Muslim to Canada. Why we take an Afghani Muslim to the whole entire infidel land, but not one other Muslim country will keep them for good? Why not?
Yeah.
Do American people have any common or logic or common sense? Are we all that stupid?
A lot of people have been bringing this up on Real America's Voice, and that has been an issue. Why are they being taken to the Western world when they are not familiar with, you know, they could go to other Muslim countries? I want us to also...
You know, let me tell you this, Christy, I'm sorry. Let me tell you this. Saudi Arabia will give you $10 trillion bring 10,000 Muslim family from Afghanistan, and they will not take them to their country. They will give 10 times more money towards bringing Muslims to America because Saudi Arabia are performing jihad with their money in America. Their ultimate goal is to take over America. They know more Muslim in America, more Muslim baby in America, America will belong to the Muslim state in the near future. But the stupid American people do not understand that.
Well,
they literally don't understand that.
Well, I believe that again, Usama, you would be surprised. There are more people who are talking about this, and one of the other things they said is that they need to stop this financial incentive that is being given to various Christian churches and organizations who are getting paid to bring Muslims into the country and settle them in the community. There are people that are talking about this, Usama, and speaking out about it so that the American people can be educated to this problem. I mean, I know that you've been talking about it for 20 years or 30 years and you're tired of it, but people are realizing, why are we paying these churches to bring them? They're only bringing them to get the money. They're not bringing them to make converts to
right
Christ.
Yeah.
They're not able to preach
right
the gospel.
Christy, these are not Christian churches.
I agree
these
with you.
These are wicked, wicked, evil churches. And if the American people do not name it right, we do not, today, Christy, I mean, you watch the news all day long today. We talked about September 11th, and we celebrate the September 11th, but I have never heard one place, not the one you're talking about, your Christian or conservative stations, or any other one, quoted the verses of the Quran to tell the world, to tell the American people, it is Islam. We've been attacked by Muslims who believe in Islam. We have a problem with Allah and Muhammad. Have you heard that from any
yes.
of your conservative TV stations?
Yes. Yes. But ooh, not a lot. Okay, on Frank's speech, Bill Federer was on there the other day. Today, Raheem Kassam was talking about this. I'm just saying it's being talked about. It's just not breaking into the mainstream media. But a lot of people are rejecting the mainstream media and listening to other things. Are there knowledgeable people who are talking about it? A few. Not all, everybody is as knowledgeable about Islam as you are, but there are some people, military people, who have been, especially over this situation in Afghanistan. A lot of them are the ones that Biden is getting rid of, and they're talking about this. They're saying, yes, this is the teaching of Islam. This is what they're going to do. This is why this was such a catastrophe to leave Christians there, which you can go ahead, but I want to make sure that I mention
well, I got
the
one,
prayer
one
request.
Last point from that piece. Yeah. One more cover for that piece of garbage, O Biden, when he told us that Islam is a peaceful religion. So play it one more time.
Yes.
I want to hear this peaceful, please, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The 9/11 generation is stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible. To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. That will never stop, today, tomorrow, ever, from protecting America. Yet we also witness the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw a national
peaceful religion.
Yep.
Where does this garbage learn about Islam as a peaceful religion? To call Islam as a religion is a crime. Islam is not a religion. Islam is a savage cult. And I wonder if anybody will rebuke that garbage man here with his garbage rebuke and say, excuse me, Islam is not a religion. Islam is a savage cult, and it is anything but peaceful. Remember when Mr. Bush, 4 days after September 11, went in some mosque in Washington, D.C., and he quoted to us Quran chapter 10, I believe verse 32, where it says, killing one person is like killing all people and saving the life of one person. Oh, Quran chapter 5, verse 32. Read this verse for me, Christy. Quran 5, 32. And he was so smart to add it, the verse of Allah in the Quran, to make it sound like in Islam they don't allow killing or they don't promote killing. That when I read, when Mr. Bush read that verse, I was so mad, I was so angry. I can put my hands and drive the TV and pull him out from his neck. My wife said, "Usama, calm down. You're going to die with a heart attack or a stroke. You're talking to the TV. You're yelling at the TV." I said, "Because that stupid President Bush go to a mosque and praise Allah and praise Muhammad and praise Islam and say Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. And he could not find a verse in the Quran." Can you imagine that? Muslims cannot find one verse in the Quran to use to share that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. But they can add it a verse for that stupid, useful idiot, George W. Bush, to read to the American people and calm him down. Yes, indeed. Calm him down. What
okay,
552 said, Christian?
Well, now I was trying to ask you because as I'm looking for it, I'm getting it. I had to let you finish talking, and then I will be right on 532. Here we go. Okay, 532. "For this reason, we inscribed for the children of Israel that..."
That is the part where Mr. Bush added it from the speech.
Yes.
A verse was written in the Quran concerning the Jews. He took that part out, and now read the rest of the verse.
"That he who kills a soul without a soul or vandalizes on the earth, so it will be only as though he had killed all the people. And that he who gives a life, it will be as though he had given life to all the people."
Can you imagine with me? When a verse is written in the Quran about the Jewish people, and Mr. Bush re-edited that portion, and he talked about the second half, and he don't know who Allah's talking to. It's in the Quran, yeah, chapter 5, yeah, verse 32, yeah. Whom Allah talking to, we don't care. Because that's the only piece we can find in the Quran where we say, here, Allah in the Quran says, you don't kill a soul unless that soul commits murder, or unless that soul commits vandalization on the earth. And since these people in these towers on September 11th did not commit murder, did not vandalize on the earth, therefore nobody has the right to kill them, and Islam does not allow them to be killed. Wrong. Why? Because that verse is talking about the Jews, not the Muslims. The Jews, you stupid idiot Bush.
Yeah, he left off the first part of it.
He was just reading words.
He started where it says, "He who kills a soul." He said, we're told in Quran 5, verse 32, "He who kills a soul." It leaves out the whole introduction to who it's being addressed to. It's the children of Israel.
How about read for me the following verse? See how Muslims live Islam. 5:53.
"Surely the reward of those who war against Allah and his messenger and go about to vandalize on..."
How can we go in war against Allah? We shoot bullets in the sky, maybe we can reach up to heaven. We shoot rockets in the sky. Yeah, stupid the Quran is, but to insult Allah, to say Allah is Satan, that's war. To insult Muhammad and say Muhammad was a pedophilia, a child molester, a sex offender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist, a savage man. To do that is engaging in war with Muhammad. So what do you do, America? Shut up, America. Just teach your children Islam is love, Islam is peace. That's what you should do from now on. After all, Bush, the Republican, said it, and now that garbage of Biden is repeating it.
Right.
So, engage in war against Allah and his messenger. What do Muslims do to them? Go ahead, tell me.
"That they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite sides, or they will be banished from the earth."
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Here's Islam. Mr. Bush read 532. which have nothing to do with Islam because that's written concerning the Jews, and he nipped my citizenry, which is what Muslims are to practice as Muslims, as submitted to Allah. God help.
Yeah.
Yeah. The American people were angry, and somehow they forgot to hurt one Muslim man in this country in 20 years. But the opposite is true. The American people were angry after September 11. Allow Muslims to come to America in the hundreds of thousands from every Muslim country, while they did not allow Christians to come from the same countries as refugees. And by the way, the American, stupid American, not only allow Muslims to come to this country, they made the Muslims run for every important office in this country. The head of CIA under Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim president, is a Muslim man by the name John Brennan. And on, Valerie from Iran, a Muslim lady. Dalia Mujahid from Egypt, a Muslim lady. I mean, the White House was loaded with Muslim people. And the FBI, Muslim people. CIA, Muslim people. Homeland Security, Muslim people. When I was coming from Europe, one of my trips in Europe, and I was coming to New York airport, and I see two Muslim ladies in hijab welcoming everybody to America. Two ladies in the airport, New York International Airport, to welcome me to America? Ask Vicky, she'll tell you. I got mad, and I said, why don't we give them bags of bombs and give it to the Muslims as they come to America? Welcome to America. Here's a bomb, find a church and blow it up.
You know, you saw my, I'm sorry. This was
you think after September 11th, Christy, you think after September 11th, we will not allow Muslims to be near the airport. No. We hire them in the airport to welcome the Muslims to America. What a sick country. What a stupid, sick country.
Well,
and Biden is telling me that we were angry, our emotion was high. No. There are more Muslims in America after September 11th than all those who came to America before September 11th. There are more mosques built in America after September 11th than those mosques exist in America before September 11th. More Muslims in important jobs in America than any Christian from the same Muslim countries ever got a job in America. What else do you want us to do? Just leave America and give it to the Muslims?
Well, one
Could
of
this
the...
be satisfaction for this stupid O'Biden?
One of the issues that has been going on for a long time, probably even before you were here in the country, obviously, is that Muslims were smart in their tactics, and they began to infiltrate the school system by joining parent organizations, volunteering in the schools. They are the ones who made changes in our textbooks to change the perception of Islam, creating lies about Islam in the textbooks. We've talked about that. But also they infiltrated a lot of important government officials' offices. So, for example, John Kerry, remember, he was the Secretary of State. He ran for president. John Kerry's daughter is married to a Muslim. Barack Obama's best friend, Valerie Jarrett, also her daddy, an Iranian Muslim. So we have all these people who are connected to Iran in the Obama administration. And, of course, Obama not only abandoned military equipment for ISIS to take over in Iraq, but he also gave millions, billions of dollars to Iran.
$152 billion, Christy, if you cannot remember the number.
Well,
105
I'm sorry.
Billion.
Well, a few things that
Obama should be exposed when he did that, and she's impeached him immediately. I mean, a clean phone call causes the Democrat, gives them the good reason to impeach Mr. Trump. Accusation was lies. They made it up. They literally helped them to impeach him first time. And giving Iran $152 billion is not an impeachable reason. That should be hung from it. Literally, they should hung Obama by a tree, some tree in the White House, or do martial punishment with military, whatever they do, and shoot them with some bullets. That's how they do it.
But Usama, this is not how the Constitution works. And I don't want to argue with you about how you might have done it different in Egypt, but the point is, in the United States, people who love the country and don't want to see the destruction of the Constitution are going to try to do these things in a constitutional way. Why did they not try to impeach Obama? I don't know. The things he did were...
Because he's the first black African-American president. That is the dumbest excuse. It's like, you know what, Christy? I've been saying that for a while. If you want to commit a crime in America and get away with it, first, be black. Second, be Muslim. Third, be Democrat. Fourth, be a woman. If you can get these four in you, a woman, black, Democrat, Muslim, you can do exactly what Ilhan Omar did in the 5th District in Minnesota, a crime punishable by 18 years in prison, and she's still serving second term. That's what it is.
I want you to make just this comparison in your mind for just a second. In the United States of America, most of the people in the country, by the time you came here, were people who believed in allowing other people their rights to do things in a different way if they chose to. They did not know anything about Islam. It's not like in Egypt where you've seen people be killed by Muslims, where you know that they burned churches down, where all those things occurred in a Muslim country. Americans don't know that because the media never puts that information out there. When I was working in a social service agency, I had five young teenage boys who were in custody in a foster care system in Mississippi. They came from they came from the Sudan. And when I was the counselor talking with these boys, and I asked them how they came to the United States, and they were saying because there was a whole troop, I think it was 500 little boys, who managed to cross and get out of the Sudan. And they ended up being in America as refugees. And they told me, well, our parents were killed. And I said, well, what happened? Why were your parents killed? And they said, because they were Christians. Now, that is the first time that I ever knew anything about Christians being killed in the Sudan. I didn't know anything about Islam, and I didn't know anything about this except what I had seen on the news about it, and they called it a civil war. Nobody said this is Muslims killing the Christians. And I'm just trying to make a point, Usama, that there's a lot of ignorance in America because they expect goodness out of people. We didn't have Islam in America. Nobody understood that Islam is evil. They didn't know because we didn't have neighbors or...
How about September 11th? How about when you have 3,000 Americans killed in one day?
Usama, I'm not talking about September 11th. I said before you ever came
to this
country.
I know, but I'm talking about the past, the American people did not know anything about Islam.
And the media
care less about telling the American people about what Muslims are doing to the Europeans, the people of Europe next door to us. Now, when you have September 11th in America, what is the excuse for the American people to stay stupid?
I'm going to tell you, not an excuse. I'm telling you again, the first time that experience was seen and explained by the leadership in this country was when George Bush was saying Islam is a peaceful religion. Since most people knew nothing about it, they're listening. It isn't like George Bush got elected by a bunch of people who messed with machines. The American people voted him in. I believe that election was fair, although I could be wrong. But the point is, They're thinking they can trust what the leadership's telling them. So there is deception, and I just want to emphasize that. The devil, Satan, is a deceiver and a liar, and Islam teaches deception and lying. And so whether Bush was deceived or not deceived doesn't matter. The devil is a deceiver, and a lot of people, because they would rather think the best of Islam rather than the worst. For one reason, it's scary. And we just saw all these people killed, and it was a terrifying experience. They would rather think that we don't have a whole bunch of Muslims in the country that could do the same thing. Of course they believed what Bush said. And I'm just making that point because, Usama, your ministry and the things you've been doing to educate people about Islam, and there's a lot of people that you know, like I was trying to say on Real America's Voice, there's a program on there with a guy that I've seen you on ABN with. He, you know what I'm saying? And I know you've talked to people. He's one of them. And he's on there talking about Islam. And that's what I'm saying. The majority of people do not understand it. They don't understand to the depth you have understood it and lived it. But you speaking out about it and making people aware of it, it's caused more and more people to say, what is Islam? What is the Quran? What are we talking about? I think it's the fact that the truth is harder for people to accept. It's harder. But the truth has a way of being carried through. If you keep speaking the truth, okay, it's greater than the lie. And that is what I'm praying for, that more people will begin to understand this. And you've always said, always since I've known you, the idea is not to hate Muslims. They're here in America. We need to reach them for Jesus Christ. That is a problem. They're lost people. When your churches are telling you they believe in the same God, and they're just a part of the Abrahamic religions, which we know the Bible is the Jewish faith and the Hebrew scriptures they believe in, and the New Testament, which Christians believe in, and this is our Bible, and this is what our country is based on, and now you want to bring Islam in there? And the churches have done part of that. So, yes, people are deceived, but the devil is the deceiver. Jesus is the truth. He keeps speaking the truth. And I just want to encourage people, share the truth, because it will be known. It's being revealed. If people don't know, and you look at Joe Biden, and I saw so many people today when Donald Trump was in New York, they were going, Biden is such an idiot. And how in the world, people saying they regret voting for Joe Biden. The truth is coming out. We need to pray people will have the courage and the faith to stand up and do what is right. And that isn't just to get angry and be in the street. That is to get angry and fight against
it is a rough day, Chris.
False government that we have now.
Okay, let's quote some verses from the Quran.
Okay,
to make sure that the American people. Okay,
all right.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I want to do that, but before we leave this subject, I really want to talk about 9/11 from a personal standpoint, and please keep that in mind, because I know the Quran is important that people understand what we saw happen was the truth about Islam. The truth about Islam you see in Afghanistan, and that's why I put those pictures up there of these little girls. And right now in Afghanistan, there are Americans. Many of you may know the name David Barton. He is an American historian. He's written a lot of books about the Christian Judeo principles upon which the country was established, the history of America. And he is in Afghanistan right now. They had 7,000 that they identified, Christians and Americans who are at risk, who want to leave. They've managed to get 2,800 out. Now the State Department is preventing them from getting the rest of these people out. Our American State Department is stopping this.
Don't you love that? The State Department would love to bring few hundred thousand Muslims from Afghanistan to America, but the State Department do not want to bring any Christian refugees from Afghanistan to America. What a sick country.
And they're asking for prayer. So please be praying. I believe it's the Nazarenes, Christian Nazarene Church, that is there with David Bartlett trying to get these people out. Now, there's also, they said, another 20% of the Christians they've identified. Now, we said there was 7,000 that wanted to leave. They said 30% of the Christians who are in Afghanistan want to continue to stay there. They want to reach others for Jesus Christ. They're going to be trying to survive and share the ministry. And the story I told you about the other day about people on the phone and someone coming and shooting and killing the prayer group, the Bible study group, that the Taliban came and shot and killed them, including the children. That was a true story. It's been verified by several people who knew of this prayer group. So there are Christians that wanting prayer because
the way,
they are trying to stay there.
By the way, if you don't change the subject, you can come back to your point here. You know the revenge Mr. O'Biden did after the killing of 13 American soldiers there? And the launch attack and the kill car. You know what we found out about it?
They killed a person that was a Christian, I believe, and was trying to provide some water and some things
There was no...
Yes.
It was a BS. Oh, Biden, they killed 10 innocent people who have nothing to do with any bomb or anything. Just a foot up, a picture. And you remember what we talked about when you said that, Christy? I said, how in the world do you know that this was a car really have a bomb in it?
Yeah.
How do we know? I don't believe Biden, if he stand in front of me and he give me a dollar in my hand, I don't believe he did it. Because that man is a piece of garbage. He's a liar. He is a deceiver. He's like Allah, like Muhammad. So they picked up some people carrying water and they shot rockets at them and killed 10 innocent people.
Killed them.
And now we revenge and we tap our back. Oh, we did a great job. We'll hunt you anywhere you go. Really? Hunt my foot.
That speech was interesting after knowing what has actually happened in Afghanistan. And that's why I'm saying pray for the people who are left there who want to leave. And also for those who intend to stay and try to carry out the ministry of Jesus Christ in Afghanistan. So, you know, we are seeing the work of the evil spirit, the Antichrist spirit. People, read your Bible. Antichrist is a spirit. The beast is a person. Discussed in the book of Revelation, people call him the Antichrist, but the truth is, it said he's the beast. But the real Antichrist references in the scripture are to the spirit. And I'm telling you, we're watching this evil Antichrist spirit raise up over America, like it's been over many of these other countries, and Islam is one of the ways. One of the ways that spirit has gained power in our world. So, but please pray, as I've asked, for these individuals, because it takes a lot of courage to say, I'm going to stay and try to preach the gospel when they know they're in a Muslim country and they know what fate awaits them. So.
Sure. Well, anything else before I really would like to get a few verses of the Quran out? Perhaps there's somebody who are listening to us for the first time and is not familiar or is not aware that the Quran is a savage book given to savage man by the name Muhammad, by Satan, to be practiced by savage people who are called Muslim believers. Okay. Now, for just the idea of war, Muslims mm-hmm. in the West will lie, and they will tell you, Islam, and that's actually what we teach our children in our public school right now. Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, and sometimes Muslims practice war for defensive war is only allowed in Islam. Defensive war, which means what? Somebody comes to attack you, somebody tries to hurt your community, somebody tries to hurt your state, somebody tries to hurt your country, you have the right to stop this person by killing them. But that's not the case, Christy. That is not the case. We have 79 verses in the Quran. What are you doing, Christy?
I apologize. Someone was telling me something in the room. And
do you have to type and hammer into your computer?
I don't have any other way to talk in the chat room.
Then don't type. Don't type. Tell the people I'm sorry we cannot type. I can't even hear myself. The noise coming from your computer is louder than me voice, my voice.
I apologize. I was told that the Okay, well, now I got to talk then if I can't type. Ted said this is for anyone else who had a problem, and you can let us know. I will check it out later. That our program was not posted on Facebook. I did post it. I did post the link. So that could be a clue that we got shadow banned on this because I posted it all over the place, as I always do.
Yeah. I can prove it to you in the near future that I can go on Facebook as a Muslim imam and I can say anything I want to say about Jesus, about Christianity, about the Baptists and the Catholics. I can insult every American, and Facebook will not bother to shut me down. And we will do our ministry here, and they will do everything to shut us down, to interrupt us, because that's the reality of the garbage media of America and the garbage big Facebook. What do you call it?
Tech, social media.
That's the problem we have.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
So let's concentrate here a few verses because we run out of time. So talking about verses in the Quran, we're talking about 79 to be exact, 79 verses in the Quran where Allah orders the Muslim believers to war, to engage in war, to fight and kill infidels like Christians and Jews, like stupid Americans, not in defensive war, but offensive war. Okay? Quran 2:16. Get your Quran open, Christy, and read for me, please.
I'm sorry, it's going to make some noise while I'm scrolling. I can't help that.
I wish you download the right program.
Usama, I've explained to you, I cannot, my computer will not take it. I've explained that, and yours won't.
That's either. Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, 2:16. What is it?
2:16.
Okay, I got it. War is decreed to you, and it is hated by you. And perhaps you may hate something, and it's good for you. And perhaps you love something, and it's evil for you. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
How can Americans who have some logic or common sense read a verse like that and tell me that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, when the Muslims are ordered by Allah to engage in war with people, and even if they hate to do it, they do it anyway? Now, let me read to you the interpretation of verses of war in the Quran by Muslim scholars. Not you, Usama Dakdak. This is not written by Christy Johnson. This is written by Al-Tabari. He says, Arabs are the most noble people in lineage, the most prominent, the best indeed. We are the first to respond to the call of the Prophet. We are Allah's helpers and the viziers of his messenger. We engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. Hello? Is anybody there can hear me? They engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. Not because people are fighting them. not defensive war, it's offensive war. And he who believes in Allah and his messenger has protected his life and possessions from us. As for one who disbelieves, we will engage in war with him ever in the cause of Allah. Killing him is a small matter. Killing him is a small matter for us. That is the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari. Now, do me a favor. Go to Quran chapter 9. Please. Quran chapter 9.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Verse 14.
Engage in war with them. Allah will torment them by your hands and put them to shame and give you victory over them and heal the chest of a believing people.
Islam must be a very loving and a peaceful religion. Quran chapter 9, verse 5. A little bit earlier before that, 9:5. That
so
is the
when
verse
the
where Allah used in the Quran, 9:5, the verse of the sword, Allah used that one verse in the Quran to abrogate, to cancel, to erase, to delete 124 soft, early verses of the Quran. So if any Muslim come to you and say, you summon doctor was wrong, he said, there's not any peaceful verse in the Quran. Open his lips and read early abrogated verse. Just smile. Say, first of all, the verse you're reading does not teach love, does not teach peace. It is simply a verse that says no compassion in religion. But guess what? That verse is abrogated. To you, your religion, and to me, my religion. Well, guess what? That verse is abrogated. None of the verses, trust me, America, not one verse in the Quran teach Muslims to love a Jew or to love a Christian. Not one verse. And when you call the other garbage, soft verses, all of them have been abrogated by that one verse which Christy is about to read. The verse of the sword, Quran chapter 9, verse 5. Go for it, Christy.
So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent and perform the prayer and bring the legal arms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful.
There are three options is given in that verse. Number one, you kill the polytheist. Polytheist is the word mushrikeen. Mushrikeen means a person who partner anything with Allah. So if you partner Jesus and the Holy Spirit with God, to the Muslims, you are a polytheist. And Muhammad was so smart. He actually lied in his Quran, and he said, the Jews said Azra is the son of Allah, and the Christians said Christ is the son of Allah. And when there is no fact whatsoever that any Jew ever said is the son of God, not one Jew. They don't even have a cult in the Jewish beliefs which said that somebody is the son of God. But Muhammad did that on purpose to make Jews and Christians polytheists. And now the Muslims have the right to kill the Jews and the Christians. Kill the polytheists, whatever you find, or take them as captives. No, you don't have to take them as captives. Just ask the stupid Obaidin, and he will leave them for you as captives. Do you understand what Obaidin did a few weeks ago? He left the Americans as captives for the Taliban. Thank you, Mr. Stupid Obaidin. As for the third option, is he repent? They convert to Islam. Trust me, any of these Americans left in Afghanistan, if they say the Shahada and they become Muslim, they will never be harmed. They will never be harmed. Now, let me show you once again the Jews and the Christians, the people of the book. In Quran 9:29, the command of Allah for Muslim believers, what they should do to the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Quran 9 and verse 29, whenever you're ready, Chris.
Engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah nor in the last day, nor forbid what Allah and his messenger forbid, nor believe in the religion of truth among those who have been given the book until they pay the jizya out of hand and they are subdued.
The Jews and the Christians who fought Muhammad, Muhammad was fighting back for defensive war. No, they are Jew and Christian who do not believe in Muhammad. They are Jews and Christians who do not believe in Allah, the God of Muhammad. If they are Jews and Christians, do not forbid what Allah and his messenger forbid. You like to drink alcohol. They like to drink wine. It's part of their life, part of their worship. They have a glass of wine in the Passover meal. Well, guess what? Christians also love to worship Jesus Christ. That's why they killed the parents of these Somali children you met with, Christy, in the state of Mississippi. Because they hear them in the church worshiping Jesus Christ. Since you are not forbidding what Allah and Muhammad forbid, sorry, we will engage in war with you. What a beautiful religion. What a loving and beautiful religion. Tell this to the stupid Bush and Obama and Biden in their speeches. God help. God help. I want to share with you 6 verses about tyranny. Because I cannot have a program of a Saturday night on September 11th and not talk about these verses. It's very important. It's very important. Go to Quran chapter 3 and verse 151, Christy. 3:151. Let's learn about Allah the terrorist and the wonderful Muslim believers, the terrorists. Muhammad the terrorist and the angels of Allah the terrorist. They're all terrorists.
Okay.
Somehow, to O'Biden and O'Bush and Obama and all garbage Americans, they all believe Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. Somehow, Usama's wrong and Allah's wrong and Muhammad's wrong and the Quran is wrong, but stupid Americans are right. Go ahead. 151.
All right. We will cast terror into the hearts of those who became infidels because they partner other gods with Allah, which he did not send down with any authority. And their abode is the fire, and evil is the place of the unjust.
Allah is weak. What is Allah? Allah, the garbage terrorist, will cast terror into the heart of the infidels. Who are the infidels? The Christians. If you read Quran 5:72 and Quran 5:73, Allah's word is very clear that all Christians are infidels. If you believe Jesus Christ, Son of Virgin Mary, is God, you are an infidel indeed. If you believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God, the triune God, you are an infidel indeed. So, Allah, the garbage terrorist, cast terror into the heart of the Christians because you worship Jesus Christ, because you worship the Holy Spirit. And not only that, all Christians, when they die, they will go to hell. What a loving verse. I mean, I can't imagine. Why can't we say Islam is a loving and peaceful religion? We're reading about Allah the terrorist. Let's move on. Quran chapter 8, Christy. Quran chapter 8. Verse 12. Now I'm going to learn about Allah the terrorist again, his angels the terrorist again, and the work of the true Muslim believers. Notice, I'm not saying radical or extremist, even though there's nothing wrong with these words, but the true Muslim believers. In Quran 8:12, listen, you stupid Americans, what the Muslims will be doing in America, whom you're bringing right now by your tax money, to put them on the welfare, to give them the health care, to give them the housing allowances and the food stamps and everything, because the future is coming soon and the Muslims will practice what is written in the Quran, a book he didn't even bother to read. He didn't even bother to read. Quran 8:12. Go ahead, sis.
When your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you, so make firm those who believe. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who became infidels. So strike above their necks decapitation and strike off, chop off every finger from them.
Can you imagine with me, Christy? We're reading the holy word of Allah in the Quran, where the stupid American does not bother to look at. 20 years after September 11th, we did not bother to look at. Maybe we need to watch more pornography. Maybe you need to watch more football. Maybe we need to watch some more TV show, who's sleeping with who. Who care about reading the Quran? And when I talk about it, they call me extremist because they're stupid in a coma. When your Lord revealed to the angels, the angels of the Lord of Muhammad are demons, and the Lord of Muhammad is Satan. I am with you. So what? Make firm those who believe. Not the radicals, not the extremists, the believers. What are you going to do, Allah? He said, very simple. I will cast terror into the heart of the infidels. I will terrorize the daylight out of the stupid infidel Americans. So what the Muslim believers are going to do in America? What the good Muslim Somali al-Shabaab are going to do to Minnesotans and the rest of this country? What the Muslim Afghani Taliban are going to do to the Muslim, to the rest of the American people? Or ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, or Hezbollah, or just the Muslim coming from the border and we do not know where they're coming from, like above their neck. Decapitation. Yes, indeed, Christy, decapitation. And strike off every finger from them. They will be cutting you to pieces, you dumb Americans, because you're stupid enough, you don't bother to hear you summon that talk or to read the book of the Quran. God have mercy on the souls of your children, who for sure will be cursing the day to have you as grandparents. I told you, Christy Johnson, earlier, your ancestor died for you, and the nation of America today do not have the time or the energy or even the sacrifices to read a book. To read a book to save their children and their grandchildren. And instead of they remove the Muslims out of America, they bring in more. In the hundreds of thousands, soon in the millions. Let's go to Quran chapter 8, verse 60, Christy. You see the direct command of Allah in Quran chapter 8, verse 60 to every Muslim believer. It's exactly what Allah wants the Muslim believers of America to do to the American infidels in this land. 860. Go for it, Christian.
And prepare for them whatever power you can and the tying of horses. Strike terror into the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others. Without them, you do not know them. Allah knows them. And what you spend from anything for the sake of Allah, it will be repaid to you, and you will not be dealt with unjustly.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? The Democrats are helping the Muslims to break this verse. I'm not kidding you. Obama and O'Biden are doing a great job to help the Muslims to break this verse. So instead of the Muslim buying the weapon, we just give it to them. And prepare whatever power you can. In Muhammad days, with horses, camels, and spears. Today, we got what? We got tanks, airplanes, this gun machine, all this equipment worth of $90 billion. We look for the Taliban who are praising Allah. They're celebrating. Every Muslim jihad in the world, they send congratulations to the Muslim of Taliban for the good victory Allah has given them. Why? Because O'Biden gave them $90 billion worth of weapons. And now, here's what the Muslim believers will be doing in America and abroad. And abroad, okay? Strike terror into the heart of the enemy of Allah. Strike terror into the enemy of Allah and your enemy. And other without them, you don't know them. You mean Muslims terrorize people you don't know? Yes, indeed. Are you a Muslim? No. Oh, terrorize the daylight out. I don't have to know you. I care less about knowing you. If you are not a Muslim believer, I will terrorize you. Listen to this. And whatever you spend from anything, if a Muslim spends money, if a Muslim volunteers a camel in Muhammad days or a horse for the jihadi, Allah will bless them. Now, guess who is spending the money for the Muslims? Obama, $152 billion to Iran. Soon, Christy, or Biden will be given. If not $152 billion, it would be $252 billion to the Taliban. As a matter of fact, we normally send money to Afghanistan. It will be sent this month to the Taliban because they're in charge of Afghanistan. And according to the Obama's people, Taliban are very wonderful allies. We've been killing them for 20 years until a month ago, and now they're our allies. How? I don't know. So we're going to support our allies who are very appreciative to our work, and they're going to help us to get Americans out of Afghanistan. So we're going to give them $152 billion or $252 billion. What difference does it make? The Democrats would love to spend as much money as they can to destroy this country economically. So why not send $1 trillion to Taliban? What difference does it make? We spend $4 trillion a year and we send one to Taliban. How Muhammad breakfast in Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, we'll learn about the sunnah of Muhammad. It's not just the word of Allah. It is the action of Muhammad and early Muslim believers. Quran 33:26 and verse 27, these two verses are so powerful, it should make the American people lose their mind tonight. If the Democrats will understand the two verses and the sunnah of Muhammad, they should remove O Biden and O Kamala and Obama and all the old garbage Democrats out of this country. But no, we have to wait until Muslims practice these verses in America, and then we say, we wish we have heard you, Samad Dakhdak. We wish we have read the Quran. We wish we stopped the Muslims from taking over America when there were only 8 or 10 million. Quran 33, verses 26 and 27. Go ahead, Chris.
And he brought down the people of the book who backed them from their strong places and cast terror into their hearts. A group of them you are killing, and a group of them you are taking captive. And he made you to inherit their land and their homes and their money, and a land which you had never set foot on, and Allah was mighty over all things.
How Muhammad understood the word of Allah, because I love it how Muslims in America and the dumb Democrats repeat the same lies. Oh, you misunderstand the verses of Allah. You're taking these verses out of context. You stupid Usama, you're not qualified to speak on the topic of Islam. Let's see how Muhammad understood that verse. The two verses. So he surrounded Bani Qurayza, a Jewish community, 25 nights, and praised Allah who cast terror into their hearts. Huh? Allah, the terrorist, terrorized them. How that happened? It's just all what Muhammad did, him and his followers. One guy shouted takbir, and all the Muslims surrounding the village of Bani Qurayza shout in unity, Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar. Do you know where ISIS learned that? They learned it from Muhammad. Do you know how Al-Qaeda learned that? They learned it from Muhammad. Do you know how Taliban learned the shout, Allahu Akbar? It is from Muhammad. And those who took the towers down, they shout, Allahu Akbar. And those who are going to be beheading the future of American children and grandchildren, they'll be shouting, Allahu Akbar. They all learn it from Allah, his word in the Quran, and Muhammad, who practices the Quran. Now the Jewish people are terrorized. 25 nights, run out of food, run out of water. They're willing to leave their homes. They're willing to leave their possessions. They just want to get out of the city alive. Like right now, we got some American in Afghanistan who will leave everything behind. They just want to get out with a shirt on their back.
Yes.
But the Taliban will not allow it unless they're going to make some deals with O Biden. Maybe Obama will go meet with them and make a deal with them on the behalf of O Biden. So a group of them you're killing. Let's ask any Muslim scholar, not you, Muhammad Jackson, who are the people whom Muhammad and his companion killed. He will tell you all the boys who have hair on their private parts and grown up. So if you are 12, 13 years old, and you look at your penis, or you look at your penis, and they found hair there, oh, you must be killed. As a matter of fact, they disagree about one boy, because they said he had hair. Somebody said, no, he does not have hair. And that boy writes us his testimony later, that he stood up before Muhammad, as he looked at his penis, and he found that, he said, that's not hair. This is just a fuzz. was, is not here. So Muhammad did not give the order for that boy to be killed. He became a good Muslim. And later he told us the story himself as he continued to perform jihad to kill other Jews and other Christians. So they killed all men, Christy Johnson. When Muslim in America said, oh, Muhammad never killed old men. All those who have hair on their private part, the boys, and grown up, I don't care if you're 100 or 120, you're dead. Between 700 to 900 Jewish men were slaughtered in that one afternoon. By the way, they did exactly what ISIS was doing. They first give them shovels, and they dig their own graves, and then they behead them, and they brought the women and the children to see their dads and their brothers and their grandpa who are beheaded in the pile on the pole all over the street, and then they cover them with dirt. Thanks be to Allah, the mercy of Muhammad. And a group of them you have kept alive. Why? They took them as captives. Women and children. Little girls whom the Muhammadans enjoy having sex with, as Muhammad himself, the noble example, enjoyed having sex with his favorite wife, Aisha, when he was 54 and she was 8 or 9. Read the Sharia, America. The book is called The Reliance of the Traveler. It's written in English for you dumb Americans to read and study. And you found that Sharia teaches that it is the right for Muslim men to rape your wives and your daughters and to marry another Muslim man, little girl, at the age of 8 or 9. So, did Muhammad rape any of these women? Two Muhammad guys. One, her name is Raihana, and the other one, her name is Safiya, the daughter of Huyay. Muhammad raped her in his tent all night long with the eyewitness of Abu Ayyub. On the same day, he killed her father and her husband and her brother. And then guess what happened in verse 27? Oh, here's the blessing of performing jihad. Here's the blessing of Allah the terrorist. They inherited their land and their homes and their money. And the verse did not stop here. Why? Because it continued, and a land which you had never set foot on. Take that portion, and a land which you have never set foot on, and both United States of America. This is exactly what's coming to America. Muslims in America, they're not here because they love America. They're not here because they enjoy the freedom of democracy in America, because trust me, they will be in riots all over the streets of America. And they will tell you democracy go to hell and freedom go to hell, as we see them already all over Europe. But the media in America does not want you to talk to learn that. Because if the American people realize that the Muslims of England and France and Germany and Sweden and Norway and all these European countries are shouting death to America and death to the infidels, or freedom go to hell and democracy go to hell. If the media in America show these pictures and repeat them 4 or 5 times a day, trust me, Biden would have never become a president, nor Obama. Trust me, there will not be another Muslim refugee in America. If they really need a place for refugees, they can go to Saudi Arabia. They can go to Egypt. There's another 56 other Muslim countries they can go to, not America, where we know that they will be shouting in America, Allahu Akbar. And they will be shouting in America, democracy go to hell and freedom go to hell. And they will be telling the American death to you. And I'm not going to say it. They're going to practice it. And they will be killing our men. And they will be raping our women and our daughters and our granddaughters, because they will be inheriting the land of America. I'm not making this up. I'm just telling you what is written in Quran chapter 63. Verses 26 and 27, if you are interested to learn about Islam and the future of the USA with the help of the stupid Democrats. Let me read one more verse, Christy. 59 verse 13. By the way, Quran 59
and what verse, you son? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it clearly.
13.
Okay, thank you.
13. Thank you. So, if you read, I don't want you to read Christians, but other people, if you go to Quran chapter 59 and read verse 2, you find also another beautiful verse about Allah the terrorist. As it's written, so he came to them from where they did not reckon, and he cast terror into their hearts. That is the nature of Allah the terrorist. No. Allah is God. Ask James White will tell you, a Christian minister. Ask Rick Warren will tell you, a Christian minister. Ask the Pope of Rome will tell you, the Pope of Rome. Allah is God. Muhammad is the prophet. Muslims are wonderful people. Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. As all these people lost their minds. The Catholic and the Baptist and the all these kind of garbage ministers are trying to tell me that Allah is God. But when I read the Quran, I found that Allah is a deceiver. As a matter of fact, he's the best deceiver. I found Allah to be a terrorist. If you believe that God is the Bible is a terrorist, maybe you need some help. 59:13. Now we learn from that verse, ladies and gentlemen, that Muslims are more, stronger, greater, akbar, terrorists than Allah. Go ahead, please.
You are a greater terror in their chests than Allah. This is because they are people who do not understand.
Yes, indeed. American people are stupid and they don't understand. And if they will not convert to Islam, the day is coming and the Muslim will be greater terror in their hearts. When the Quran says chest, it didn't mean the bones of your chest. It meant what's in your chest, your heart. As Allah says, the terror in the hearts of the infidels in Quran 59:2, same chapter 59:13, Muslim will cast the terror into the heart of the last stupid American still alive when the Muslims have the upper hand. When the Muslims have the upper hand, go to Quran 47, Christy. Quran 47:35, very powerful verse. Muslims in America right now are 2%, 3%, 4%, that's nothing. Wait until they'll become 10% or even 15%. And that's when, for sure, you see all these verses in action all over the cities of America. New York or Los Angeles, Seattle or Orlando, everywhere in America. If you see a Muslim, you're going to see tyranny. If you see a Muslim, you're going to see killing. Because you don't have to carry a knife and cut your head off. You just wear a vest, a bomb vest, and they will come and sit in your church, and you are praying to Jesus, and he will shout, Allahu Akbar, and there will be a big explosion after you hear the word Allahu Akbar, and that is the last thing you're going to hear inside the church, because after that, you'll be dead.
59:13.
No. That's the verse you just said.
No, 35,
you are
yeah.
In their hearts than Allah. I can ever imagine.
I read that.
Allah, I know, Christy, let me finish my thought, please. Let me finish my thought. I never thought in my life that Allah would make himself weaker in the Quran. Muslims shout Allahu Akbar. But here, I see Muslims are greater than Allah because they can terrorize the daylight out of the American people than Allah can ever do. Now, 47:55, the peaceful
okay.
Muslim of America. Will they be peaceful forever? Let's read.
So do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. And Allah is with you and he will not leave you from your works.
It's written within Arabic, it's written within English. From you, of your works. All right. So here we go. When Muslims are weak in the land, when they do not have enough people, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'll read to you the interpretation of that verse by the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalayn. He said, I'm sorry, Ibn Kathir, the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir. Do not be weak of fighting your enemies. Do not call them for peace. Do not have cease of fighting with them. Do not put the engaging war between you and them aside. In the case of your strength, when you have large number of weapon and people. So when Muslims in America will have enough weapon and people, they will not be peaceful. They will not be peaceful. If the infidels have strength and large number of weapon and people, you can do like Muhammad did with the infidels of Christ, where he accepted to have peace agreement with them for 10 years. And believe me, that peace agreement Muhammad had with the infidels of Christ did not last but I believe 3 or 4 years, because Muhammad then had 10,000 soldiers and he left Medina and he went back to Mecca and he killed all the Jews and all the Christians, even his own family members, as we have wrote this in our new book, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran. The book will be available between here and next week. You will have access to get it online. Thanks, Christy. I'm sorry that I have a rough day today. It is the worst September 11 I ever have because of that garbage of Biden, what he did to the American who left behind in Afghanistan, and what he gave to the Muslim of Taliban, Afghanistan, of all the weapons. We have wasted blood and money. Soldiers have died, and money was wasted, and Taliban today is greater than ever, than ever. We went to Afghanistan to kill them, and we made them a great army. Thanks to garbage O. Biden and Democrats who could not say anything wrong, removing that garbage from the White House, because they have a bigger problem. If they remove Obama, they're going to end with who? With O'Kamala? Good night. Thank you.
I do need to say something. I don't want to type this, but I'm going to repost the program for tonight because the link for the program did not come through. I had problems with it earlier. It was telling me you can't post this, whatever. So it will be reposted, and you will be able to follow the link. So please let people know if they had a problem tonight. I am reposting it as soon as we go off the air. And you can still listen to the full program. Even though it won't be live, you will still be able to hear the whole thing. Thank you, Usama. And please pray for the people who are in danger because of all that's been happening and for those that already have been lost. Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks, Chrissy. Good night.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now, perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Join us each Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam.